All right, Filthy Phil, you led laps again. You led more laps than before. Really thought, hey, the guy actually might win this.
Yeah, I felt really good, and I felt really comfortable, and I had a little bit of, like, it was weird, like, an issue with my throttle. It was kind of, it was sticking, and, like, dude, that was not the track to be dealing with that. And, like, dude, my arm just couldn't handle it anymore, and I was just, like, surviving just to try and, like, turn it back. But the boys did awesome. You know, it is what it is. You know, I feel like I could have been up there. And then, yeah, second moto was... It was okay. I was up there, but then I had to pull in pretty early, like five laps in, to get goggles, and we weren't really spread out enough at that time, so I was maybe in for about 20 seconds, and Reedy and a bunch of shitload ton of guys.
Yeah, I think you went from like fifth or sixth to like 12th or 13th, and then had to get on it.
Yeah, and then as soon as I did that, I felt like I was freaking motoring, you know what I mean? Like, but it was too late. It was too much of a gap. And I didn't run the paddle tire in the second moto, I mean. So the first half of the moto, when they scraped the shit, like, I was kind of getting yanked. But when the track came, I had ruts, like, it really paid off. But I was kind of too far back. But 6-7 on the day, 6 overall. 6 overall for points as well for the series. I mean, for where I was in the beginning of the year and not knowing, turned out okay.
I think you got 7th overall. Medaglia got 6th.
Oh, did he? Oh, Coop got 5th?
Yeah.
Fucker. Fucker Coop.
Canada's own.
Yeah, and Medaglia. Fucking both. No, they're both good guys. So, yeah, it is. It's whatever.
I was just talking to Tyler. He told me the second moto was fine. Like, it was a normal race. He could go where he wanted to go. He said the track was actually okay.
Yeah, it was okay. It really did come around. Obviously, there's some little goat trails and stuff like that. But, yeah, I didn't have an issue with it. It was freaking brutal, though. I'll tell you that right now. But, yeah, just, you know, things happened a little too late for me that second moto, and, yeah, is what it is.
A guy who was week-to-week to start the outdoors gets 6th overall in the series. Not a bad season for you.
Yeah, no, it's that's what I was telling Anton at Transworld. Like, for where I was in the beginning of the year with contract stuff, felt like all that shit kind of cut pretty deep and, you know, kind of almost broke me mentally, but everything worked out. You know, it's hard, you know, obviously switching teams and switching bikes, like, it takes a toll on you. So, yeah, cortisol levels are through the roof, but everything worked out. You know, I'd like to thank the Rockstar Energy Husqvarna team for giving me the opportunity. So,
did you enjoy your time here? I mean, you'd only known JGR for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, and you know, it's hard. Like, even though, yeah, we're all here every weekend, you don't get to meet many people, like, because everyone kind of sticks to themselves. But yeah, they all took me in like family, so I can't really complain. They treated me awesome. Whatever they need, they gave me, so I can't complain.
I think if you're Bobby Hewitt, you're like, look, I picked this kid up. This guy, man, I picked this man up after whatever. He led laps. He got whole shots. He got on TV. He got top five. I think that they're probably stoked with their end of things. You know, like, you fulfilled your end of things.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. You know, it's hard because, like, obviously, maybe the overall places and finishes didn't really change all that much, but I rode the bike really well. You know what I mean? Like, I felt really comfortable on it. I was able to get up front faster and stay up there longer and kind of get back to the old self that I used to be like. It's kind of a rebuilding year, not quite like Kenny's rebuilding year, but for me it was. Like I said, for what I had thrown at me, everything kind of worked out really well. You know, I enjoyed my time here. You know, I thank CeeLo, Dave Feeney, Scuba, Bobby Hewitt, both truck drivers, Big Wave, Dave, and Paul. Like, they, yeah, went leaps and bounds over their heads for me, and it was awesome. So, damn, I'm kind of pissed Coop beat me, though. Fuck. I'll be a lot of shit talking tomorrow on the boat when we're hammered.
Monster Cup? Double Max Yamaha?
Not a chance. Okay. Nah, I'm not.
Straight rhythm? I'll kick A-Ray off.
You would do that to A-Ray?
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. That'd be a nice little, like, soap opera.
Dude, he'd be gutted. He might hang himself. No, I'm not doing straight rhythm either. No, I'm out. Like, if I'm going to do something, like, I mean, if I could stay in the States, I'd really like to. Yeah. I want another chance at Supercross, and it's hard. So I don't really know what's going to happen, but we're working on things, and we'll see what the deal is.
A couple of different countries that you may end up going, but maybe for one of the deals, you might end up racing a national or two, you know, down here if you can. So
yeah. I mean, depending on what deal, I'm trying to work all that stuff in. I think that would be pretty cool. I wouldn't get many off weekends then, but yeah, it's you know, it's hard because it's the American dream you're giving up. You know what I mean? There's a lot of prestige to it, but you know, there's other things in life like money that you need to survive and live off of. So it's just hard here in the States. But, yeah, we'll see. But as of right now, it's kind of hard to talk about. I just want to get shit-faced at the moment and have some fun with the boys. So we'll see.